ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 17. Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu, text 19. Naivatmana paraschapi kartasyat sukadukayo Kartaram manyate tragya Atmanam paramevacha Naivatmana parashapi Kartasyat sukadukayo Kartaram manyate tragya Atmanam param evacha Naivatmana parashchapi Kartasyat sukadukayo Kartaram manyate tragya Atmanam param evacha Na Not Eva Indeed Atma The spirit soul Na Nor Para Another Friend or enemy Cha Also Api, indeed. Karta, the doer. Syat, can be. Sukadukayo, of happiness and distress. Kartaram, the doer. Manyate, considers. Atra, in this connection. Agya, a person not aware of the real fact. Atmanam, himself. Param, another. Eva, indeed. Cha, also. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this material world, neither the living entity himself nor others, friends and enemies, are the cause of material happiness and distress. But because of gross ignorance, the living entity thinks that he and others are the cause. Now, please repeat. In this material world, neither the living entity himself or others, friends and enemies, are the cause of material happiness and distress. But because of gross ignorance, the living entity thinks that he and others are the cause. So the Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, the word agya is very significant. In the material world, all living entities are agya, ignorant, in different degrees. This ignorance continues very strongly in the mode of ignorance presented by material nature. One must therefore promote himself to the stage of goodness through his character and behavior. And then gradually come to the transcendental platform of Adhokshaja platform, in which he realizes both his position and the position of others. Everything is done under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process by which the results of action are ordained is called Niyatam, always working. Om Jnanate Murandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this material world, neither the living entity himself nor others, friends and enemies, are the cause of material happiness and distress. But because of gross ignorance, the living entity thinks that he and others are the cause. So we're hearing the pastime of Maharaj Chitraketu and the curse of Parvati. And the conclusion of Chitraketu was that I will accept your curse because this happiness, this distress is ordained or predestined. So throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we're hearing how we're not the body, we're spirit soul. Dehi no smin yata dehe komarang yovanang jara tatadehantara praptir dhiras tatra namuyati. You can go up in the Samadhi Museum, see the little baby infant coming, then the little child. Y'all have children, grandchildren, we see the little children playing. Then young adults, they start maturing. Then the ambitions kick in. You want to go to school, get a job, do the right thing, make a lot of money, have a nice, happy family. Then you see very quickly, you lose the hair, get old, the skin gets wrinkled, you start dwindling, and then ultimately, you die. You can see the different hand expressions on the dioramas of the changing body exhibit. But that spirit soul is shining within each and every body. So that soul remains the same. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. Never a time when we did not exist. Since time immemorial, we find ourselves in the material world, taking one body after another. But in each and every body, we're absorbed in the bodily consciousness. Like the sunshine, the rays are all pervasive, so we know the sun is there. So when the spirit soul is within the body, the consciousness is pervasive. So that is the symptom of the soul. Without consciousness, you have a dead body made of material elements. So the material elements are also eternal. From Mahavishnu, the Lord, he produces all these material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, the mind, the intelligence, the false ego, the sense of touch, taste, smell, sight. You know, all these are gifts from the Supreme Lord, Paramatma. We're Atma, Krishna's Paramatma, the Supreme Atma. And it's not like Krishna just threw us in the material world and is off sporting with the gopis in Goloka. He's doing, but he's also taking the concern and effort of a loving father to join us in every single body that we desired. Because of our desire and our wanting to enjoy this material world, everybody wants to enjoy. You know, you don't have to raise your hand. We know that everybody here is for enjoyment. But the real happiness is not here. It's not in the material existence, because material life is temporary But the soul is eternal, and we're Sat Chit Ananda. Sat, eternal, Chit, full of knowledge, and Ananda, bliss. But we're so much covered over by this body, because we wanted this body. Krishna very much provided everything for us. Actually, it's described that Krishna, he's in control of everything. And he's not cruel, samohang sarva bhuteshu. He is equal to everybody. He loves everyone equally. But because of our desires, different aspirations are there. Krishna's providing different situations. In this particular verse, it's described that neither the living entity nor others are the cause of material happiness and distress. So many times we're ready to blame, oh, because of you, I'm suffering. You know, all the cinema shows, everything is, you know, the culprit, you know, the evil boy who took the daughter away from, and the father-in-law and the mother-in-law, and everybody's always fighting in the material world. Peyton Place, or there's many kind of stories how people are looking for excuses why they're suffering. It must be because of someone else's mistreatment of me that I'm feeling this pain and suffering. But actually, all happiness and distress is because we're in this material world, we're in a material body, and material nature is punishing. In the prison house, the prisoners are thinking that, you know, somehow or other the government is my enemy because they put me in jail. But because you committed sinful or illegal activities, you find yourself in jail. So this is the condition of material life, that we're somehow looking for something to become happy, but we're not finding happiness. Until we've come to Krishna consciousness, it's a very, how you say, morose thinking that, okay, for some time I'm here, I will do this activity, I'll try to enjoy this way or that way, but ultimately I see that no one is happy. You know, my parents aren't happy, they're always fighting. You know, people are just taking to intoxication, trying to forget the miseries of material existence. But when we see Bhagavad Gita and read Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha, I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual masters opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. This is the condition of Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He didn't want to fight with his friends, his relatives. But as a warrior, he had a duty. And Krishna was instructing. Never was there a time when Arjuna became like a yogi or sitting in meditation and performing the austerities. But because he accepted Krishna's words and he surrendered fully to Krishna, he became yoginamapi sarvesham madgatenandaratmada sharavam bhajate yomang same yutatamot mataha. He became the best of yogis because he surrendered to Krishna. And this is the only way out. One way out. There's no other way out of the material existence other than bhakti. Bhaktyamam abhijananti yavan yas chasmi tatvataha. That we have to recognize that I'm not alone, that the body was not created by some chance combination of material chemicals. Big explosion took place, and after billions and billions of years, somehow material nature that's impersonal made the eyes, made the nose and the teeth and the ears and the whole wiring. You see, we give so much credit to all these scientists, nuclear science. They make an atomic bomb that can kill hundreds of thousands of people at one time. You know, give him a prize. You know, he's a very educated, great man. The topmost of human beings, you know, he can wire some material energy to destroy life. But life, the complexity, and you see so many faces, isn't it? Hundreds, thousands, millions, billions of faces, and practically everyone, I mean, all it is two eyes, nose, mouth, and ears, and a forehead. But Krishna was so expert, nature is so expert that you can distinguish, oh, there's Dharmatma, there's this one, there's that one. You know, we can recognize one another. We're not just some impersonal blobs of material energy. And the reason why we have what we have, the specific features and the specific type of eye and ear and touch and sensation, is because Krishna pays attention to details. Krishna allows material nature to give us exactly, this is what you want. What is the proof? Because you acted in this way. By your character and by your behavior, you got the result. This is your result. So, in the human form of life, which is very rare, so many aquatics are there, so many plant life, and so many insects, and bugs, and reptiles, and creatures, and so many varieties, because we have unlimited desires, so Krishna's putting us through the whole. You want to have the total experience, the unedited version of material existence. The raw footage is there. You know, you can start from demigod, you can go down to worm in the stool, you can, you know, be the bird in the sky flying, and the fish in the water surfing, doing nice things. But now we have a human form of life. And we see Krishna not only is in our heart, but externally he's coming in so many incarnations. We see the very Matsya avatar, Nrisimha avatar is coming. Krishna Balaram appeared. Lord Buddha, Kalki avatar is coming. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goratvashena Maha. After millions of years to be born here in Kali Yuga, where Krishna and Balaram just appeared, and Arjuna was very kind to play the role of a conditioned soul, ask all the right questions, set it up that, no, Arjuna, you're not the body. You're speaking like a learned man, but you're foolish because you're simply speaking on a bodily platform. I said, one who's educated doesn't speak in such a way. You're not the body, you're eternal spirit soul. Never was there a time when you did not exist. You're existing now, you'll continue to exist in the future. So why are you lamenting over bodily temporary situation? We all find ourselves, you know, we're concerned because, you know, maybe things are not so good at home. Husband and wife are fighting, children are causing distress. Financially, you know, you're working hard, but somehow things are always not coming the way you want them to come. That carrot is dangling in front of us. Even though we've accomplished something, we think, I can accomplish more. I got the first million. I know I can get the second million if I just keep working at it. I want to get 10 million, 100 million. But we're never going to be happy in this material world, no matter how much effort we put forward. So imagine we're losing time. We're losing time and energy simply endeavoring for trying to become free from our distress, thinking material progress will bring us happiness. But two people of equal caliber, of equal intelligence, working at the same capacity, one can become a millionaire and one could become just a pauper in the street. But we see many poor people are very happy. I think, how is that person happy? But they have very little, they're happy. And I have friends, I have people who are millionaires, and they're drunkards and they're miserable. They're ready to commit suicide. So must be something wrong in the formula. Material world is a trap. It's a trap because we want it that way. So Lord Chaitanya, he appeared, Krishna himself, the Lord, at a very opportune time to give us this Krishna prema, this love for Krishna. So sacrifice has to be there. In all ages there was sacrifice. Human life is meant to perform sacrifice. You get married, you have to perform sacrifice. The woman is sacrificing her time, her energy, taking care of family, taking care of children. The husband is working hard, bringing home the money and doing the things that they're supposed to do. So we're all making sacrifices. Previous ages, there was big, sit in meditation for thousands and thousands of years. I can't even sit for 5 minutes without my knees hurting, you know. So people sit in meditation and they see the Lord in the heart. Then big yagyas, hundreds, millions of dollars, ghee and grains and all kinds of, you need great wealth. Kali Yuga, there's no such wealth. Then temple worship, we've seen, go South India, many places, beautiful, elaborate temples made out of mountains and rock and very elaborately carved. I wonder how they did that for many thousands of years ago. They didn't have modern tools, but they some incredible, beautiful temples. And the temple worship was there. Kali Yuga, Kali Kali Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan. So this Yuga, this Kali Yuga describes the Iron Age. It doesn't have the sparkle of Satya Yuga. It doesn't have the kind of sacrifices that were able to be performed in other yugas. In this age, people are very short-lived, very slow in spiritual understanding, very quick to fight, thinking that you're my enemy, I will kill you. And we see it all over the world. People are fighting, killing one another. There are revolt against the government, and there's refugees, and there's hunger, and there's pain and agony. So this is material existence. But the one good thing in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the Lord's holy name. Golokyer Premadan Harinam Sankirtan. So from the spiritual world, Krishna's very generous. He's giving us many things. And he's from the spiritual world, he's imported the holy name. He says, there's no hard and fast rules. You've invested all your spiritual energies in your holy name. If you want to be free from happiness and distress of material existence, then chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It sounds like a simple formula, but the mind is restless, senses are irritating. You've seen the picture of the horses, you know, like the different senses are like wild horses. Arjuna's complaining to control the mind is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. And we just had some hurricanes in Florida. We live in Florida, so it's very difficult to control the raging wind. So how to do it? Krishna says, yeah, I can see your problem. Controlling the mind and senses is very hard. But you stay in good association and you hear. Hearing the Shravanam, in the nine processes, what's the first one? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. So with hearing about Krishna, it's not ritualistic that we sit together in Srimad Bhagavatam class. This is Srila Prabhupada's formula, and Prabhupada says, I am not speaking, I am not writing books. Krishna's speaking, Krishna's writing the books, and this Prahlad Maharaj, all the great acharyas are saying, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma Nivedanam. You want to achieve perfection, you want to be free from all misery, suffering, then hear about Krishna. And then chant his holy name. Because Bhagavatam is also kirtan. Hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita, that's kirtan also. Chanting and dancing is kirtan. Remembering Krishna is kirtan. So always remember Krishna, never forget him. Otherwise, we'll again be covered by this divine energy. It's very difficult to overcome. Unless we surrender to Krishna, and we won't surrender unless we have jnana, knowledge. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojata Janayat Yashuvairam Jnanam Chayat Ahaitukam. That this natural, by cultivating this knowledge, then naturally become detached, vairagya. detachment from material life and attachment to Krishna. And for all those who are increasing their hearing, their attachment will increase. And as our attachment increases, then the mind and the unbridled senses will slacken up. It takes time. And sometimes we see that even though someone's practicing for a long time, still the mind is disturbing, still the senses are disturbing, there are distractions. But continue. When you're sick, very, very sick, about to die, the doctor gives you some medicine and a diet. So you can't expect that, okay, I've taken my pill, why am I still sick? Because if you have faith in the doctor, Srila Prabhupada, you have faith in the medicine, the chanting of the holy name, you have faith in the diet, prasadam, nice prasadam, taking nice prasadam, then because of the severity of our sickness, it takes time, and gradually the strength will start coming back, the clarity of the mind will start coming, and the determination will increase. The determination that I only want to have the association of devotees, I'm not interested in going to associate with the materialistic karmis. But at the same time, a devotee, he's very kind to all living beings. He doesn't treat others. The whole pastime of Parvati and Chitraketu was to show example that even though Chitraketu had the darshan of Anantashe, the Supreme Lord, and he was free to travel throughout the universe and had all kinds of opportunities for enjoyment, he was always glorifying the Lord. Lord Shiva was kind of joking with him, oh, you're with this, you know, these goddesses you're enjoying, and the Chitraketu was joking with Shiva. Parvati took it personally, but you know, it's okay, it's all Leela and pastime. Krishna wanted Chitraketu, okay, you've been there long enough, come on back. And to teach us a lesson that we should be very humble, but also enthusiastic to carry out Krishna's mission. You know, non-violence, because everyone in the material world, because of not knowing about Krishna or the goal of life, they're being confronted with violence. So true non-violence means that you're going out to preach, that we're wanting to distribute Prabhupada's books, Krishna's books, Krishna book, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, nectar of devotion. So much nectar is there. And by giving these transcendental literatures, simply by touching the books, reading one or two lines, unlimited benefit is there. So that is non-violence. This is Tatikshava Karunika Suhrida Saradehinam Ajata Shatava Santa Sadhava Sarabhushana. That devotee, sadhu, is very tolerant. Chitraketu is very tolerant. Tatikshva Karunika is very merciful. He didn't try to retaliate against Parvati. Oh, you know, how dare you curse me? I'm a great devotee. He took it in a very good mood, in a humble way. Sometimes, you know, we're criticized and immediately we feel angry and think, how dare him speak to me that way? Doesn't he know, you know, I'm such a great personality? So this is a lesson for all of us. Lord Chaitanya was emphasizing this Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. They're becoming more tolerant than a tree, humbler than grass, devoid of all sense of false prestige, ready to offer all respects to others. So we shouldn't minimize. It's not a sloganistic shloka that everyone likes to say. Prabhupada must have quoted that many places. But this is the essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching in all religions. It said, the meek and the humble shall inherit the world. So, not that we want to inherit anything, but we want to go back home, back to the spiritual world. We want to be free from the illusion that I'm the body and everything is meant for my enjoyment. You know, it's not like that. And while we're here together in Kartik, the more we can appreciate the prayers to Lord Damodar, we also have Gopi Gita, we have Kirtan all day long, And the kirtan is for the pleasure of Krishna. When you're chanting the holy name, hearing the sound vibration of the holy name, really praying, oh Lord, somehow I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of suffering. Engage me as one of your servants. So this is our true identity. Gopi, Bharatu, Padakamalayo, Das, 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 Anudas. We've fallen somehow from a spiritual platform, from a transcendental platform of eternity to this material existence. But we never can mix with material world. Just like air in water or oil or in mud or stool, the air is always separate from the substance. So although we're encased in this material body, the spirit, our true self, is not really this body. The body is just a temporary covering that we're carrying around for some time. And we're taking care of the body because it's our vehicle. You know, many people, they are very attached to their vehicles. Don't scratch their vehicle, otherwise they feel great pain and agony. You know, so we have this vehicle, this chariot. But we should utilize the chariot in the service of the Lord, like Ambarish Maharaj. His legs were meant for going to the temple, hands making offerings to the Lord, eyes to see the beauty of the Lord, the incense, smelling the flowers, tasting the prasadam, dancing with the devotees. So the body, if it's properly utilized, will be electrified, spiritualized. You know, although that iron rod is just iron, keep it in the fire long enough, it turns into fire. So although our bodies are made of earth, water, fire, air, just mundane bodies, if the body is totally used in Krishna's service, it becomes spiritualized. That's why the sannyasi or the guru, the pure devotees, they have samadhi. They consider the body is spiritual. It's not material. It's not mundane. And we need to develop the eyes. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. We need to develop the eyes to see Krishna, to appreciate what is spiritual life. Yeah. And everything comes from good association. Asat sanga tyag avaishnavachar. We avoid the association of the materialists who are very eager and enthusiastic for sense gratification, because ultimately, due to bad association, I know we have a close friend, and he stayed with us at our house for some time. We told him to stay away from these people. They're not good influence for you. They're bad people. And somehow or other, didn't listen in jail. So that's what happens, that if you associate with drunkards, you become a drunkard. If you associate with women hunters, you become a woman hunter, man hunter, whatever, vice versa. But if you associate with devotees who are eager to hear about the beautiful places in Braj, to hear about the pastimes of Krishna, to appreciate the sacrifice of Srila Prabhupada, of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, the teachings of Lord Shiva, so much beautiful nectar is available for us, but we're like the horse. You bring him to water, you can't force him to drink. We're thirsty for Krishna consciousness, and the water is right there, but we don't take it. So repeatedly chanting and hearing is the process, and the mood of Sankirtan is also very important. This is Srila Prabhupada's mood. He said, I would always be writing, reading, or distributing books. So this we should follow in that tradition, that we've been saved, been given the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness. So the more we learn about Krishna consciousness, the more we practice the process of sadhana bhakti, the more it'll give us strength that when we go and give this book to others, people will appreciate. People will be very thankful. And they actually, on Sankirtan, many may have had the experience that people were amazed that, you know, you have a certain glow, a certain brightness, and this is Krishna, Paramatma, you know, just glowing, and also the spirit soul becomes enlivened. So there's a certain energy, a certain kind of potency. And the more we give Krishna, the more we ourselves receive it. So the more we chant the holy name for the benefit of others, the more we're benefited. The more books we distributed, we're also benefited. So this is a win-win situation where we follow Prabhupada's formula. You come for the see the deities, chant for the deities, worship Tulsi Devi, chant the Maha Mantra in association of the devotees, hear the Srimad Bhagavatam class, take prasadam together, go out and book distribution, come for the evening program. You know, it's a very wonderful, enlivening process of Krishna consciousness. So we'll read the translation once again if anyone has any questions or comments. This material world, neither living entity himself nor others, friends and enemies, are the cause of material happiness and distress. But because of gross ignorance, the living entity thinks that he and others are the cause. Hare Krishna.